I can remember as a kid going to Forbes Field and seeing Al Oliver, Roberto Clemente, Willie Stargell, Bill Mazeroski, and that memory, and that's why baseball is so great when you have those kind of family memories. And we are honored to have Al Oliver, World Series champion, who just celebrated a big birthday this week on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Al, welcome to, you remember the flagship of the Pirates, KDK, back in the day, right?
Oh, man, that was big time.
And also with us is Bill Neal, one of our hometown heroes. He's the founder and CEO of Achieving Greatness, Inc., and I've known Bill for many years, and he's been doing great work in our community for half a century. How about that, Bill?
How about that? You know what? You guys threw me off. When you mentioned you had a legend on the line, I thought you were about to go back to my Hall of Fame Penn Hills days. I thought it was me for a moment, but apparently that's not the case. Okay, let's move forward.
But you're going to honor Al this weekend, and you've been working with the Willie Stargell organization for a long, long time as well, right?
Yeah, it's 49 years in a row this year. I had the great pleasure of being able to call Willie Stargell my friend. Long story short, we were actually sitting on his living room floor in Point Breeze and eating some chicken on the hill from Will Wings. And he said, Neil, because he used to call me Neil all the time. He said, Neil, I want you to put a program together that recognizes everybody, not just the VIPs. And that's what we've done. Willie came to almost everyone the first 15 years or so, and we've continued it in his memory in conjunction with Pittsburgh Pirate Charities. If you don't mind me mentioning, Larry, without them, this would never happen. And there's some others I can mention later. But we're so happy to have Mr. Oliver coming in to be a part of this year's event. He and Manny Sanguin will both be on hand in memory of the great Willie Pop Stargell.
That's an amazing event you have there, Bill. And, you know, a lot of people will want to go to this event this weekend because one of my first memories, the first memory I have of being at a Pirate game, I was with my dad, my brother, a neighbor family, and the announcer said, now batting, Al Oliver. And so that's my first memory. So how can we get tickets to the event?
Well, you can call the office, 412-628-4856. But I got to tell you, it's nearly sold out. So good luck with that. But give it a shot if you really want to come. It's going to be a glorious afternoon. We are so fortunate to have this Hall of Fame World Series champion baseball player. And I'll repeat it again. Al Oliver is a Hall of Fame World Series champion baseball player.
Scoop, you guys had great nicknames for those teams back in the day, Al.
We did. I mean, everybody had a nickname. And, you know, it's so funny when you mention Scoop. You know, a lot of people really don't know what Scoop came from. And how it all started was in 1965 when I was playing in Gastonia, North Carolina. And so all of a sudden, the owner of the ball club and the president of the ball club and a sports writer, they were always amazed at how I could pick the bad throws up out of the dirt. And I did it in high school in Little League. And so they start calling me Scoop. And in order for that name to maintain, you got to have players on that team that comes up with you. And at that time, Bob Robertson was a third baseman. And of course, I was a first baseman all my life until 1971. And so that's how the name stuck. As I graduated up through the minor leagues, you know, I then had Hebner with me. And so the name just stuck. And that's the reason why I got the name Scoop, because a lot of people were wondering, where did Scoop come from? And, you know, I told them, well, it definitely wasn't coming from scooping up ice cream. But I got the name with the ability to be able to scoop up the bad throws from other infielders.
Well, you could scoop up the ball. You could also hit the dang thing, too. 7-time All-Star, a World Series champion, .303 batting average, and only 9 non-active players are ahead of you on the all-time hits list, I believe, if that's still accurate. But Hall of Fame, you have a higher calling now, don't you?
Yes, I do. I was a deacon for 23 years at my local church, in which I was raised up in, here in Portsmouth, Ohio. And then 3 years ago, I had this calling to become a minister. And the senior citizens of our church always said that was something that was always in me as a child, because my grandfather was a deacon, my father was a deacon, my brother was a deacon. But, you know, because I was halfway able to speak, they thought that ministry was my calling. And so I never will forget, I eulogized Oscar Gamble. And after that service, I had a pastor friend of mine. We got in the car, and he said to me, "Scoop, when are you going to have your trial sermon?" And I'm saying to myself, how did he know? Because I had made my mind up 2 or 3 days before that. You know, I just felt this calling. And so by him telling me that, that was a confirmation that it was meant for me to go that route. And I've always enjoyed being around kids and people. I've always been people-orientated. And so it fit. Plus, being a motivational speaker, it all came together as one. And it's something that I enjoy doing. You know, going back to the early 70s, Willie Stargell and Doc Ellis and most of my teammates thought that I was a preacher back then.
Well, you know what? You have inspired, and I've followed you for years now on social media in your inspirational notes. You just turned 75. You were a part of that all-minority lineup that was celebrated in September, in 50 years since that great World Series team. Finally recognizing that, I think Major League Baseball, they made a big deal out of it on the network shows. How much did that mean to you in that time and 50 years later?
At that time, it really wasn't a big deal. And the reason why it wasn't a big deal, as you know, the Pirates have always been known to have a lot of Latin players and a lot of black players. So we always had at least six on the field anyway. And if Doc Ellis pitched, we had seven. So at that time, it really wasn't a big deal. But as I've gotten older and as time has passed by, it has meant a lot more, because it just doesn't happen all the time. And I'm just glad that Danny Murtaugh had the mindset of fielding an all-minority team. And the story goes, as most of us know, it wasn't intentional. It just was a lineup that he just posted that happened to be Latin and black players. But the key to that whole thing was Woody Freiman was pitching that night. And Woody Freiman could be tough on left-hand hitters, which I really never had a problem hitting left-handers. But usually Bob Robertson always played first base against left-handed pitching. But that night, Bob didn't play. And so I played first base. And that is what really was the key to the all-minority team.
Amazing.
As Willie Stargell said one time, well, he just decided just to give the white players a day off. And so that was Starge. Starge always came up with some kind of line. And that's the kind of team we had. We always had a lot of fun, could talk about each other, a very loose clubhouse. And we got along extremely well with one another.
Well, it was a tremendous chemistry, brought us another World Series to Pittsburgh, and I'm thrilled that you're going to be honored, as you should be again, with Manny Sanguin. And Bill Neal, thank you for recognizing over the years, now 49, so many great contributors to our community.
Well, it's my pleasure, Larry. And very quickly, I'll just add, keeping in mind the We Are Family credo from that great team, we'll be honoring 8 outstanding women and 8 outstanding men in the memory of Willie Stargell's number 8. And that's JT Thomas is included in that. And the great Ron Brown, the great basketball player from Penn State. Chief Scott Schubert will be honored. And Dr. Tammy Washington, who's a local person who's developed a great product here locally that's gone national. And I obviously have to thank Rich Fitzgerald for his support, Senator Jay Costa, Highmark, UPMC, Bowser Automotive, and the Goodrich brothers, Jack and Billy Goodrich, who stand behind many of the things we do in this community to help young people, low-income people, and disadvantaged. I am so fortunate and blessed to be heading into our 50th year of community service that all started with the great Connie Hawkins Summer Basketball League, and we'll be inducting 12 of the great Connie Hawkins League players in the Connie Hawkins League Hall of Fame on Saturday as well. We'll be at the Doubletree Hotel Saturday at noon, but you got to have a ticket in advance. So as I said, call the office 412-628-4856 and lock in if you can.
Now betting. First baseman, number 16, Al Oliver. Scoop, an honor to talk to you, man, and keep the faith. Keep the good stuff flowing.
I have to because it's in my blood.
Amen.